I'm Brett Carter. Thanks for choosing this KAXE-KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcasts. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
Colors, shapes, music, and sound is what surrounds us and makes our senses come alive. You're listening to KAXE and KBXE's Youth and Radio on 91.7 in Grand Rapids, 90.5 in Bemidji, and all over the world at KAXE.org. My name is Michael Fitch, and this is my show about education, learning, and the arts. For this show, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the history of early education and how knowledge acquisition directly relates to the exploring of the arts. I'm also going to present examples of why introducing art to young children helps them to build solid life skills and may even be an indicator of academic success. Allowing young children to explore their natural surroundings and giving the space and time to be creative, curious, and adventurous would help them to gain confidence, expand their attention span, and become motivated to learn. If you think about it, shapes, forms, and natural objects and sequences are also integral in all different forms of art. So it only seems natural that art can play a role in the learning process of young children. To explore the concept of art in early education, I spent an afternoon at a local preschool and childcare to visit with the students and observe their thought processes as they created freely with collage materials.
What is this color?
Brown.
Brown? What do you color with brown? Puppies? Yes.
I make myself with blue.
Blue?
Yeah.
What about this color?
Red.
Red? What do you color with red?
Me.
You? You're red? Is there anything outside that's red? No?
Snow is.
In your garden.
Snow isn't red.
Like what?
The arts are an integrating agent that allows little kids to connect their experiences and put the pieces together socially, but also scientifically, mathematically, and in just about every way that they will be asked to learn in school.
So what shape has three sides? You know what shape has three sides? It looks like, look at Dana's hands and Jordan's hands.
What does it look like?
A triangle.
Yeah, good job.
Very nice. Can you make a picture that has a triangle in it?
I'm not a painter or a drawer or a crafty person, but I'm artistic in more of a musical way. I'm a drummer, so I connect rhythms and sound to my life experience. It's kind of hard to explain, but learning how to read music is math and it's science. It's making your mind put different skills all together. Art makes kids smarter.
Pacific Standard Education reports that students who took an elective arts class in 6th, 7th, or 8th grade had significantly higher grade point averages and better scores on standardized reading and math tests than their peers who were not exposed to the arts. After the researchers took into account all the ways that students who did and did not take the arts in middle school were initially different.
Art makes kids happier and more interested in learning because it's so freeing. It's a time to melt into the moment, and no two moments are exactly the same in music, in visual art, or even in writing a story. It's based on your mood and what you're thinking about in that moment and on that day. It's fun to watch small children be creative because they just don't care. I feel like when you grow up, you sometimes lose the ability to just draw or just write anything you want. Art makes kids happier.
I'm 5 years old. I like making art because it makes me happy.
Art makes people see different perspectives.
Hi, my name is Tenley. When I look at a sunset over a lake, I think about how I could paint that and what colors I would use, like red, orange, and yellow.
When kindergartners are painting, they're so messy and just painting what they feel. You can probably tell a lot about how kids are feeling by letting them create, like what colors they use or how hard they press a crayon into the paper. I think giving kids the opportunity to use their imagination will make them better at problem solving, critical thinking, and figuring out how to be flexible.
My favorite thing about art is that whenever you mess up, you can just make what you mess up into something different.
Thinking like an artist means noticing new combines, new colors, and new shapes. Creating art is amazing because my ideas come from looking at other art pictures.
What I have learned from my observations and research is that the arts make students better. Visual arts, in addition to music and varied media, engage kids intellectually, socially, and realistically to just make learning and life more fun. And I don't know about you, but I think we all need more fun. I appreciate you listening to my show, and I hope that you keep coming back to hear from more young voices at Northern Community Radio. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, helping to keep radio rockin', relevant, and real. I'm Michael Fitch, wishing you all the best. Peace out.